NetCredit is here to say yes, because you're more than a credit score. Apply in minutes and get a decision as soon as the same day. Loans offered by NetCredit or lending partner banks and serviced by NetCredit. Application subject to review and approval. Learn more at netcredit.com/partners. NetCredit. Credit to the people.
Parents want safer online experiences for their teens. That's why Instagram is introducing Teen Accounts, with automatic protections for who can contact teens and the content they can see, giving parents more peace of mind. Learn more at Instagram.com/teenaccounts.
The Anton Savage Show on News Talk.
Now, Don Conroy is one of Ireland's favourite painters, and for a certain generation he also might be best described as Ireland's Bob Ross, in that he taught a lot of us how to draw and paint. His latest book, Drawn to Nature, is in bookstops now, and I'm delighted to be joined by Don. Don, how are you today?
I'm very well. How are you?
I'm very well, Don, and congratulations on this.
And thank you very much.
Drawn to Nature, this is a labour of love for you, isn't it?
Absolutely. It's one of these books that's been in my head for a long time. And then when Gil came along to me and said to me, any chance you do a book for us? It finally surfaced and here it is.
And how would you describe it? What's in it?
Well, really, it's a kind of, it's really me self-exploring myself, looking at nature. I mean, we live in a beautiful country, such diverse landscapes, wonderful wildlife. But there's more than that, too. There's just being outdoors and allowing yourself and your senses to be awakened. And that's what I've tried to recreate anyway in this book. And it's a mixture of poetry and sketches, paintings.
So that's a bit of a different thing for you, the poems and prose and stuff like that. That's not something you would normally do.
No, it's not something I'm associated with, but I've been doing it all my life, you know.
Right.
Like yourself, you're a great troubadour, you know.
Yes, indeed.
You have many strings to your bow.
Well, I think you got that advice at one point in your life as well.
Well, exactly. And it's lovely when you hear the right words at the right time, at the right age. Yeah. They can trigger off things.
Right. That was someone like Micheál MacLiamore, someone said that to you.
Yeah, it was actually Micheál MacLiamore's partner, which was Hilton Edwards. Well, the two of them were sitting there together talking, you know. And they were both very enthusiastic about my drawings, which was very nice of them, because they were going to address the stage of a play called The Doctor's Dilemma. And Hilton Edwards, he was an English gentleman, and he said, you could be a fine actor, young man. But he said, you're already a great artist, which is extremely nice to say to a 19-year-old, you know.
Well, it's the same advice you'd give to anyone these days, isn't it? If you're doing acting, have a few other strings to your bow as well.
Indeed, you know.
Yeah. How did you get attracted to painting? How did it all develop?
Well, it's very hard to explain, really, except I've been always drawing. I've been drawing since I was 4 years of age. And I was just saying to your researcher that I was literally sitting on the floor. My mother would have to step over me trying to get around to the kitchen. And she'd say, would you not like to sit up at the table? That would be much better. And then she always managed to supply me with pencils and paper. And then when I ran out of paper, lo and behold, she'd come along with a roll of wallpaper, lining paper. Which is just magic, because it went on and on and on.
And had you a very obvious kind of gift for it very early on?
Well, yeah, again, I wasn't aware of that as such, you know, and nobody else in the house was, in a sense, expressing that kind of creative side, if you like to call it.
Yeah.
Everybody's creative in their own way, as you know. But to me, art was just, it was just like part and parcel of me.
Right. Because I heard a story that you went to visit your aunt in hospital and you made her a get well card and you put a
picture.
That's
right, yeah.
That happened, did it?
It did indeed. My mother's, my aunt was called Aunt Elizabeth, and she was in hospital, and my mother said, now your poor Aunt Elizabeth's not too well. Would you make her a nice card? And of course, I do that. And I knew she loved robins because she was always talking about the robins that would pop into the garden and that. So I did a drawing of a robin singing outside a hospital window. And inside was a woman in there with a thermometer in her mouth, looking a bit dejected, you know. Anyway, she was delighted with the card. And several weeks later, I got this parcel in the post. And lo and behold, it had come from England. And I didn't know anybody in England at the time. No, I was eight or nine. And I said to my mother, I just got a parcel in the post. And she said, oh, that's very nice. It's not even my birthday. Oh, lovely, lovely. Well, why don't you open it? And then I noticed the stamp that had the Queen of England. And I said, oh, my, the Queen has written to me. My mother said, I don't think the Queen would be writing to you somehow. Anyway, I opened it up. And inside was a beautiful book. And it said, The Wildlife of Britain and Ireland. I'm like, oh, my goodness. And it was full of drawings and photographs and paintings by famous artists, you know.
Christ.
From Thorburn and all these people. But I couldn't believe, you know, who sent it to me. And then it said, first prize to Don Conroy in the under 10 category. And I'm saying, I got first prize, all excited. And then I'm panicked, but it didn't enter the competition. And then my mother said, oh, I know what happened. Your Aunt Elizabeth sent that drawing you did over to England. And that's how you must have won it.
Ah, God. That is such an amazing story.
It was lovely.
It really is. Such a lovely thing for her to do. And for you at that age.
It was great because it became a kind of magical book. And I was reading it from cover to cover and trying to draw all the animals that were in it and everything. And passing it around to people and that, even brought it into school. You know?
Of course. Of course. Was it, I mean, how did you eventually get into kind of professional levels? Because it must be a hard thing to get to. And in Ireland, if you raise your hand up and say you want to go down the arts road, they're looking at you thinking, do you want to starve to death?
Exactly. Oh, well, I got that plenty of times, you know. Because, you know yourself, it was all about sports and various things like that. And I was sort of fairly average at sports. I enjoyed them, but everybody else was, you know, much better than that. And my focus was always on nature and art. And so I was very, in a sense, some ways marginalized that way. But it didn't matter. My friends liked me and all that.
Yeah.
They'd ask me to draw them pictures. But it was always, you know, will you draw me Tarzan or will you draw me will you draw me this? Draw me the Hulk, draw me this.
Right. Wonderful. You reminded me, I know a few singers who are very gifted in the singing department and their friends would make them sing. I remember them telling me stories about go on, sing. So you had that with the art.
All the time.
Amazing. Amazing. One of the things people will always remember is you on the Zig and Zag show during the absolute chaos of that era. And you're calmly drawing. It's like you're in a different room to the madness that's going on around you. What was that like?
It was quite crazy because people used to say to me, yeah, how can you handle Zig and Zag and Dustin and Socky and, you know. And I'd say, I can't. I lose every time, you know. A psychiatrist actually wrote to me once in the den. This is no joke now. A psychiatrist wrote to me in the den. And he said, I sat down with my granddaughter watching this program called Den TV. I can honestly say it's a totally insane program. But you seem to be in an oasis of calm around all this madness.
which is fair enough. I know, I think at times you've been described, I think it was a teacher or something described you as harmless.
Oh yeah.
Which is such an Irish thing to describe a child as. Don't mind that child, he's harmless. Harmless can be a good thing though, can't it?
Or strictly for the birds.
Strictly for the birds.
That was another one. But the nice thing was that when I was about 14 or something, I discovered that harmlessness was one of the states of the Buddha. I thought, oh, that's all right.
Yeah, thank God for that. That does seem to come across, though. You do seem to have a side of you that there's a kind of spirituality almost in the painting. Would that be true?
Well, I mean, absolutely. I wouldn't claim any great titles like spirituality or religious, yeah. But I'm certainly would be heading that direction all the time, because there is a great beauty and a great mystery in nature, in life. And I mean, Michelangelo once said, you know, the greatest artist of all was God. And, you know, Leonardo used to say, there are those who see, there are those who see when they're shown, but there are those then who never see, you know.
Yeah.
And most of us, unfortunately, we tend to be very distracted and we don't allow ourselves to give time just to step out into the landscape. Let our senses be awakened. You know, and art does help you as well to make you look. And when you look, you begin to really see.
Right. Because, you know, at the moment, that mindfulness and looking after your mental health, they're all huge things. So this sounds very similar to that. This sounds like just taking a look at the world around you, the natural beauty of it, appreciating the calm of it.
Well, I think it's essential because, you know, we're overloaded with information and an awful lot of negative stuff we're hearing every day. So that can disempower you greatly. You know, people can tend to despair and that.
Yeah.
And I mean, it's funny and nice as well. Sometimes when I'm out, like when I'm thinking of, when I was working on a book,
yeah,
I'd be walking down the pier in a Wicklow or wherever it may be, and
yeah,
people come over just to chat to you and they tell you their life story, and it's just because they see you as somebody they've seen on TV and
yeah,
all that, and they see you as, you know, as somebody that they can
be close to, connect to.
Yeah.
Well, let's
and
hope they can.
Very honored, you know, yeah, to be in that privileged position.
Well, you were likely. Don, thanks very much for talking to us this morning. And Drawn to Nature sounds like something people will greatly appreciate over Christmas. It is in bookshops now. Don, thank you very much indeed. That's it for me today. I can only wish you a very, very happy Christmas. And thanks to all of the crew working on the show. Bobby is up next and we'll see you in the new year.
The Anton Savage Show on News Talk.
NetCredit is here to say yes, because you're more than a credit score. Apply in minutes and get a decision as soon as the same day. Loans offered by NetCredit or lending partner banks and serviced by NetCredit. Application subject to review and approval. Learn more at netcredit.com/partners. NetCredit. Credit to the people.